This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good afternoon. It's a hot Tuesday afternoon, typical August weather for the next couple of days. The mayoral election is coming up in New Orleans. Yeah, we're going to have a new mayor, and Cantrell is going to be out of here. This is going to be a great day for our city when she is finally gone. I just don't think she has served our city well. She has challenged the boundaries of ethics. She has challenged so many things, and she has just appeared to be a servant of herself and not a servant of the people. There is a forum for the mayoral candidates tonight. I don't know if all of them are going to participate, but this is a mayoral forum tonight with some of the candidates from 5 to 7:30 at the New Orleans Jazz and Blues Market. New Orleans Jazz and Blues Market, that is at 1438 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. 1438 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. So if you're interested in attending that, please do. I'm sure there will be a lot on the news. And look, let's remember that the Saints play their first preseason game Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, taking on the San Diego Chargers. And the Saints will also take on Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos Saturday, August 23rd at the Caesars Superdome. Now, we've got two premium tickets for you to the game. Two premium tickets, and you can enter by just going to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and you could win the tickets. And, you know, people actually win stuff by going to wwl.com/contest. This is for the Saints Broncos preseason game, Saturday, August 23rd. But our congratulations to Victor Whitaker of Mandeville, because Victor is the person who won the Generac GP6500 portable generator that we were giving away, valued at about $1,000. It's a great portable generator, and starting next week, Craig's Electrical and Generator Service in WWL, I think they're going to give away another one. So you've got another chance to win. And so this is a great thing to have, not just for hurricane season, but really throughout the year. It's a great addition to your home, a Generac GP6500 generator from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. And congratulations to Victor Whitaker of Mandeville, the winner of that. So yeah, people actually win. So go to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S, and register to win those tickets to see the Saints and the Broncos in a preseason game. You know, this is going to be the most exciting.
Wait, I'm sorry, Scoot. Somebody just called and said that the mayor, they're at capacity. They don't have any more tickets to
event. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate that information. I'm not surprised, because there's a lot of interest in this mayoral race, mainly because of Mayor Cantrell and because of what we've been through. And I think people are really interested in picking the right person. And so many people thought they picked the right person last time, and they didn't. And I honestly believe, looking back, I don't know if I really would have wanted the job, but I know what I would have done if I would have won. But I think if I really had won, if I really had run against Mayor Cantrell in her reelection bid, I think I would have beaten her. And one of the things that really attracted me to the possibility of running against her was debating her. I mean, she's avoiding this show. She won't come on the show. If I run for mayor and I'm her opponent, she would have to address me. And I would get a chance to address her. And that would have been a buttload of fun. So I decided that I didn't want to give up radio right now to do that. I would have to temporarily do it because that's the right thing to do. Oliver Thomas is not doing the right thing because he's, you know, continuing to do what he does and the city council, which is fine. But, you know, doing a radio show and running for mayor, Mayor Cantrell, I think, opened the door for that to be a possibility. So maybe I could have done it. I don't know if our company would have wanted me to do both. And then really, did I really want the job? I know what I would have done. I know what I would have done if I would have become mayor. I would have surrounded me with people who knew a lot more than me when it comes to a lot of things. But I would have been the kind of mayor that would have said, look, I'm going to do what I need to do over the next 4 years. And I'm not going to do what I need to do to get reelected. I'm going to do what needs to be done. And if you want to reelect me, reelect me. You know, these politicians, they get in office and they do everything they can just to get reelected. That's all they care about is getting reelected. And once Mayor Cantrell was reelected and didn't have to face the voters again, look how her attitude changed. She didn't care about the city. She cared about herself. And she did everything out of an egotistical arrogance that is really unprecedented in New Orleans politics. Even though we've had some really egomaniacal, arrogant mayors, she really superseded all of that. And again, one of the biggest complaints that I have had about Mayor Cantrell is she boldly goes on all these trips and she says, I'm the mayor. This is my job to represent the city of New Orleans. Well, she never comes back and tells us what she learned and how it's going to benefit the voters of New Orleans. I guarantee if I were mayor and I took a trip, I would come back and tell you what I learned and how that trip that I made on taxpayer dollars, how that trip is going to benefit the city of New Orleans. And the idea that she fought the whole flying first class deal, I don't care if somebody flies first class, but I mean, follow the rules. And she was so arrogant and, well, you know, I'm entitled to this. And it's then she started making up stuff like it's a safety factor. You know, I have to do it because of my safety. Like, you know, if the plane crashes, Mayor, and goes down first, you're going to die first before the people in the back. And you've got your security in the back and you're flying up in first class. The security's not even next to you. I mean, that was one of the most bogus excuses I've ever heard. But again, she was trying to get away with feeling entitled to something and then following through with it. But anyway, that is soon going to be in our past, and we're not going to have to worry about that anymore. Hey, what happened, Coleman, when you called the Full Throttle Saloon?
They were extremely busy. You could hear it all in the background. Whatever's going on in Sturgis right now, they don't have the time right now.
Let's try another one. I'm trying to get a hold of a bar in Sturgis because the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is happening now through August the 10th in Sturgis, South Dakota. And It's a wild time. I mean, it's like they're Mardi Gras. All right, here's the phone number for the Dungeon Bar. 605-347-0106. Tell them we know they're busy. We just want to talk to them for just a second. I just want to hear the excitement going on there. Rooms in Sturgis are going for $300 to $400 a night. Camping is like $325 per camper. If you have an RV, it's up to $650 for amp service. There's a concert tonight with Jason Aldean. I'm sure the song Try This in a Small Town is going to be well received. The interstate speed limit in South Dakota is 80 miles an hour. I wish it were that way here. I mean, people drive it anyway. But since the speed limit is technically 70 miles an hour, you know, I try to keep it just under 80 because they're, you know, this is not, you know, gospel, but they they tend to let you go, you know, up to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit before they bust you. But again, don't take my word on this. Because, I mean, they can bust you for going, if the speed limit's 70, they can bust you and give you a ticket for going 72. So remember that. But, I mean, people are not driving 72 on the interstate between here and Jacksonville. Because, I mean, I took the interstate last week. I took the interstate from New Orleans all the way to Jacksonville, then turned south and went to St. Augustine. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're calling the Dungeon Bar. The Full Throttle Saloon was too busy to talk. Let's see if the Dungeon Bar can talk to us. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally going on right now in Sturgis, South Dakota. A lot of people don't actually ride their motorcycles all the way. They sometimes trailer them up to a certain point and then get out and drive from that point on.
So we were able to get Curtis from the Knuckle Saloon right now.
Saloon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Curtis, you're on WWL in New Orleans. Good afternoon.
Man, how are you guys doing down there?
Good, man. How are you? I mean, this is a big time. You guys are having fun?
Oh, man, it's crazy up here. It's just a super packed, a lot of people, 85th anniversary, and it's just everybody's having a super good time.
Wow. Are people kind of behaving themselves to some degree?
You know, for the most part, it's been a pretty calm rally, I think. The traffic's been flowing good. Had a few accidents and stuff, you know, that's just normal. But when you get, you know, half a million, three-quarter million people in a small area. But for the most part, it's been pretty tame and, you know, down to earth.
What's the big thing to do when you're at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally?
Well, you know, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is a little different than most rallies because the Black Hills of South Dakota is one of the best rides around. We have phenomenal motorcycle rides. You know, in all the establishments, we have live music here. We have some big concerts here at the Knuckle Saloon. A couple of the other local places have big concerts that are free, like ours are free.
Yeah.
And some of them put the bigger concerts on, you know, that are paid. They charge, rather, but just coming out, you know, seeing the shows and the people watching and motorcycles. Everybody has bike shows and stuff, and just the rides. The rides are phenomenal out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's daylight right now in South Dakota, but people are drinking even when the sun's up.
Yeah, but it's not really a big drinking thing during the daytime. A lot of people come out and hit the bars and bands at night. The Knuckle Saloon has two different restaurants. We have a barbecue side and a food side. So, you know, they got a lot. We got a lot of food. A lot of families come in. A lot of friends. But there's some drinking going on. But a lot of rides. I mean, this morning I rode in on my motorcycle, and we probably passed 2,000 motorcycles or 3,000 going up through the hills riding this morning.
Wow. Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. So what's the popular drink at the Knuckle Saloon?
You know, the popular drink at the Knuckle Saloon, we have quite a few different ones. Twisted Tees is one of our big ones, and Jack Daniels, and Tito's Vodka, and Jameson, Four Roses, Exotica Tequila, Budweiser, Coors Light, Miller Light, all the standard stuff. We're pretty much level on about everything, but you know, we focus more on the entertainment side of things and the food side, and naturally we have bars, but it's more just entertainment here. You know, we like to have a lot of fun, a lot of entertainment. We have some really good bands here, and of course, you know, all the places in Sturgis have some good bands. Most of us do, and just fun times up here. If nobody's been up here before, they need to put it on their bucket list for sure.
Yeah, wow. I would think that you know, a lot of people are just like hanging out. You just kind of go there to just, you know, people watch.
Yeah. And you know, just to be fair with you, on the Knuckle Saloon, we have a great big front. We have the whole block. We own the whole block, and we got big balconies up there, and people just watch the motorcycles all day, just go up and down. And, you know, a lot of things is vendors, too. There's so many vendors in Sturgis, and you can buy anything from a spoke for a wheel all the way to a motorcycle. I mean, anything in between, any kind of clothes. So a lot of vendors, a lot of things to go see and walk and see things, and people watch. You know, and there's a lot of campgrounds here, so a lot of people bring their trailers and camp out, and it's just really is what you call a motorcycle vacation.
Wow. Hey, have you seen any American flag bikinis?
Oh, today is American Flag Day. Today is a military appreciation day. The United States Air Force from Ellsworth Air Force Base over in Rapid does a flyover today on a B-1 bomber, which is phenomenal. And here at the Knuckle, we have theme days, and all of our girls are dressed in red, white, and blue. We have our America Flag Day or Red, White, and Blue Day. So most of our bartenders are dressed in red, white, and blue. And the B-1 bomber actually goes over at 3 p.m. today, our time. And they do a big thing, and it's really cool. And we just did a big veterans salute. And matter of fact, myself, my fiance, and my manager, we got received a big handmade wood plaque for some veterans that we do some veteran stuff with. So that was pretty cool. Very appreciative.
You know, nothing says love for the American military than an American flag bikini, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Curtis, so look, in New Orleans, there's a certain time of year. You know, we have balconies here, too. And there's a certain time of year when the balconies encourage people to show some skin. Does any of that go on at Sturgis?
Well, I'm not going to tell you it doesn't go on in Sturgis because I don't want to tell you a lie, but it's not supposed to. We have the local police department, they frown down on that. We have some oil wrestling. They were here watching, making sure there was no exposures. But there's a lot of stuff left to the imagination, if you want to put it that way.
I understand. You know, when you're oil wrestling, I would think it would be kind of difficult sometimes to keep everything in terms of your clothing intact.
Well, it can be. It can be difficult, and we have a strict policy here that we don't have no exposure. We don't want to get in no trouble, and we don't want the girls to get in no trouble. It's for fun and entertainment. So we try our level best to keep within the boundaries. We don't want to, you know, go outside the lines. But there's always a little here or there, you know.
Yeah. What's the weather like in South Dakota right now?
Wow, it's been phenomenal this week. It's actually going to be hot today. It's going to be like 89 today and 94 tomorrow. It's been pretty mild. It's been in the 80s the last 4 or 5 days. We had a little rain on Friday night, but nothing too crazy. It rained about 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. But it's been absolutely beautiful, and it's cooling down this weekend. Oh. Nothing like you guys get down in the Big Easy. My dad was born in Lafayette.
Oh, wow. So yeah, so you know.
I got a little coon ass in me from my dad. I've been down there a lot in the South, so we've still got family down there.
Sounds like it's going to be nice and warm, and nothing says God bless America like sweating in an American flag bikini.
Yes, sir.
Curtis, thank you very much for your time. You've been quite a gentleman, and, you know, we've got a lot of bike riders throughout this part of the country, and I just thought we'd take everybody to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally for just a few minutes and let them hear what's going on.
Absolutely, and we welcome all new riders, old riders, anybody in between. Come to Sturgis, check out all the sites and stuff in Sturgis, all the rides. You know, looking forward to seeing people for years to come here.
Okay. All right, Curtis, thanks. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I've had a lot of bike riders here, so I thought we'd just take you to Sturgis for just a few minutes. I'll let you know what's going on there, because that is like the big motorcycle rally in the country. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2009, Steven Tyler was airlifted. They were performing at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota. He was 61 years old. He fell off a catwalk, which was part of the stage, and he fell onto a couple of fans, suffered neck and shoulder injuries. And about 30 minutes after the accident, guitar player Joe Perry came out to tell the crowd that the remainder of the show had to be canceled because Steven Tyler had been airlifted off the stage to the concert. I mean, to the hospital. They had to stop the concert, and that was at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in 2009. All right, we'll get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WWL. Rod Stewart recently at concert played this song while he remembered Ozzy Osbourne, who had recently passed away. During Rod Stewart's concert, some call it a rather strange tribute to the late Ozzy Osbourne, it was pictures that were AI generated. Some of them were videos. And it was Ozzy Osbourne with other musicians that had passed away. So while he's playing Forever Young, there's an AI-generated video of Ozzy Osbourne with Tina Turner, Ozzy Osbourne with Michael Jackson, Ozzy Osbourne with Prince, Freddie Mercury, Tupac, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. And Rod Stewart even commented that it's, you know, very sad that a lot of these people died because of drugs. And he said, yes, there are rumors out there about, you know, drugs. And it's very sad that drugs take a lot of lives. And, you know, I remember I did an interview with Rod Stewart many years ago. And in fact, he was performing at the Municipal Auditorium. So that tells you how long ago that interview was. And it was a TV interview that I did with Rod, and he was, you know, coming out of a bathroom door, stall door, you know, yeah, cleaning up his nose after he had gone in the stall. So anyway, yeah, Rod Stewart had his share of that. But look, Rod Stewart would not be his age if he kept doing it. Neither would Mick Jagger or any of those guys. I mean, you got to stop that stuff. The best thing is to not even start it. You know, I sometimes will see people go into a bathroom at a nightclub or something, and I know what they're doing. They're not peeing. They're doing coke. I mean, you can just, you know, kind of tell. I mean, I know that activity because I did that back in the, you know, mid-80s. But man, that stuff is so dangerous now. I don't know why anybody does it. But anyway, fans are reacting to what Rod Stewart did. I don't think this is a bad thing. You know, one fan said on Instagram, much of a Rod Stewart concert last night, and I witnessed man-made horrors beyond my comprehension. What Rod Stewart was doing is showing the people that Ozzy Osbourne was bonding with, other musicians that had died. Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Prince, Freddie Mercury, Tupac, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse. showing him hugging them and showing Ozzy Osbourne with them now. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But some fans said, here's what one fan said, this is a crime that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. Do we genuinely think that Amy Winehouse would be smiling at a selfie stick even in heaven? Another comment says Prince was 100% against this type of technology. He made that very clear while he was alive. This is very much in poor taste. Jail immediately. I mean, people are talking about putting Rod Stewart in jail for showing AI-generated video of him with these different stars who have passed away. I mean, am I naive here? Am I passing over this because I'm a Rod Stewart fan? Am I not taking this seriously because I like Rod Stewart? Or am I not taking this seriously because I'm just a logical person and thinks that it would be a very comforting thing to show? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to know that Ozzy is just like hanging out with some of the top musicians who have passed away? I mean, isn't it a comforting thought to know that, you know, when we die, we can go, you know, hang out with people who have also passed away? But somebody said, I think this is great. I see no disrespect. Only people that have passed on and are enjoying each other again. It's great to see smiling faces of people that have left us and gone to a better place. Another fan says, why on earth is this disrespectful? Meeting all those stars in heaven is a good thing to wish. Stop being so sensitive. Another one says, far from disrespect, I loved it. He actually was actually showing respect. You should try it, was another comment. I don't think this was bad at all. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So picture yourself at a Rod Stewart concert, and you see this tribute to Ozzy Osbourne while Rod is singing Forever Young, and it's AI-generated video of Ozzy Osbourne with Tina Turner, Michael Jackson, Prince, Freddie Mercury, Tupac, Kurt Cobain, and Amy Winehouse, all of whom have passed away. I just don't think this is anything to be sensitive about. I don't think this is bad at all. And I'm really shocked that some fans said that Rod Stewart should be prosecuted to the fullest extent, and that he should be put in jail immediately. I mean, to me, that's kind of laughable.
Well,
Coleman, what are your thoughts on this?
I can understand it. All right, so I can understand the opposition to it and why it's perceived to be a bad thing. Jail time, maybe not. But a couple of questions I would have for Rod is, did they clear these AI images with the estate? Like, did the Michael Jackson estate approve it, or did Prince estate approve it? You know, I think taking liberties and saying, hey, I'm going to depict a picture of Ozzy and Amy Winehouse taking a selfie in heaven. Maybe Amy Winehouse may not want to take a selfie in heaven. Like, get what I mean? They're not here to say whether that was cool or not. Like, for instance, let's say there was the musician that was an atheist and doesn't even believe in heaven, and then they die. But then somebody else depicts them in heaven without their consent, saying, I don't even believe that there's a heaven. You get what I mean?
Well, I understand that. But, are we going to be judgmental if we get to heaven? I mean, not everybody's going to go to heaven. But if we get to heaven, are we going to be that judgmental like Ozzy? Oh, yeah, man. I mean, what, you think I'm in heaven now. I can hang out with whoever I want to hang out with. You think I'm going to hang out with that dumb guy who played heavy metal, who bit the head off a bat? I don't want to go anywhere near that guy. I mean, are we going to be in heaven? Are we going to be judgmental? Oh, here comes another one through the pearly gates. Oh, wait a minute. That's Michael Jackson? I'm not hanging out with him.
All right. I get the sentiment. I think Rod was trying to do a good thing. But let's say Prince, for instance. I didn't see the AI image of Prince, but Prince was very fashion conscious. Maybe Prince would have disapproved of the shirt that was depicted in the AI thing. Why would you put a picture of me in that shirt or those heels? You know, it's stuff like that I wish that Rod would have gotten past the estate first before it saying, hey, let's just make an AI image of Prince or Mike. You know, which version of Mike? Was it Afro Mike Or was it plastic mic? Like, which mic
was
did
it? Was it black mic or white mic?
Exactly. There's things like that that I wonder if Rod would have gotten approval before he
was
did
it. Was it he Mike or Michael or was it she Michael? I mean,
see
you
what
know,
I mean? Yeah, there's little things like now. No, fines, maybe jail time. No, Rod did a good thing, but that's just my take.
I mean, look, I appreciate your take on that, but I don't think they. I mean, these are public figures, so these pictures were taken. I mean, it's not like they snuck in the bedroom and took a picture of Prince in his, you know, in his Sesame Street pajamas. I mean, if it's a picture of Prince, chances are Prince is dressed the way he wanted to be seen, the way he wanted to be dressed when he was out in public. So. I don't think this is a big deal, but I'm really surprised that there were people who were just so critical of that. Poor Ian is just stuck in a back office for the next couple of days working on station business. So Coleman is our studio producer, and we're going to take care of the text messages. Here's a text. Prince and other musicians in the past. Oh, wait, let's see. What does it say? It says, what about the Abraham, Martin, and John? It was a tribute to people who changed the world. And let's see. And Sting just did a song about a tribute to Prince and other musicians in the past. Here's a comment that says, the alternative is elementary, is... Oh, the alternative is eternity in darkness. Well, yeah, I mean, well, that's what we hear. I mean, also I hear it might be a little warm there. I mean, what I've been told is you go to heaven for the weather, you go to hell for the friends. So that's one way to look at it. But I just don't think this is a big deal at all, showing Ozzy Osbourne with these people who passed away. And I think Rod Stewart did it with the best intentions, with no malicious intent. But for some people to call it a crime, you know, you could say, well, I disagree with it or it's in poor taste, but to call it a crime is a bit of a stretch. If you want to join us with your comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I always appreciate all of you who listen to this show while you're working at home, in the car, or in an office. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, but I got to be honest with you. I don't know how any of you concentrate with this show on in the background, because it gets a little wacky sometimes. But anyway, I think that Rod Stewart controversy is really no controversy at all. Hey, still to come, we got to talk about this American Eagle ad with actress Sydney Sweeney. This is an example to me of woke gone wild. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks use with permission.
You know that Epstein file thing's not going away. Now they're talking about getting Bill Clinton to a deposition. Now look, I'm not so sure Bill might not have been involved in that. Seems like that's something that he would like. I mean, he seemed to like everybody but Hillary. Hey, I don't blame him. So a Republican town hall just burst into craziness when the audience asked, why are you covering up the Epstein files? This was a town hall with Republican Representative Mike Flood from Nebraska. And somebody asked, why are Republicans covering up the Epstein files? And he said, look, let me be clear about this. The next session of Congress, you're going to find my name as a sponsor on a resolution from the House Rules Committee to release the Epstein files to protect the victims and not re-victimize them again. I support Jamie Comer, who is the House Oversight Committee chairman, subpoenaing Ms. Maxwell later this month to come testify in Washington. I am for the release of those records. That didn't work. They were still kind of crazy about the Epstein files not being released. Here's the problem. I'm not going to trust anything the Trump administration releases. Why would you? Why should I? I mean, they're known to not be honest about things like this. So I don't know what I'm going to believe, but if they release something, I'm not going to believe that it's everything. And you shouldn't believe that either, because there's no reason to believe that they're going to release everything. And there's just something really, really suspicious about Donald Trump saying during the campaign he's going to release the files. And I think he said it after the campaign was over and he won. He was going to release the files, and suddenly he's not going to release the files. It could be that Donald Trump thinks you're stupid if you believed all that, and he thinks that he can say he's going to release the files and you'll vote for him, but he doesn't really have to live up to the promise. And that's kind of an insult to MAGA. So I don't know what's going to happen here, but it's not dying. And I'm sure you've heard this. The trash collection soap opera in the French Quarter is going to an appellate court today. I don't know if anything has been decided here yet. I'm sure we'll hear that in the news if something is decided. But IV waste continues to pick up trash in the French Quarter. The Louisiana Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals is set to take up Henry Consulting, owned by Troy Henry, take up this case. Which would force the city council to sign off on a contract that Henry Consulting says it won through the competitive process earlier last year. Now, they awarded the contract, but Richard Disposal was the subcontractor, and then suddenly that changed at the last minute. And so the city council was not happy with the change that Troy Henry himself made. He made the change, and they weren't happy with that, so they didn't sign off on the contract, but Troy Henry still claims that it's his contract, and he wants it, and he wants it now. There's something between Mayor Cantrell and Troy Henry. I'm not going to even suggest what it is. I don't know what it is. I think one day we might find out. It might be one day sooner rather than later, but there's some reason she wants to suddenly end the contract with IV Waste, which is supposed to go to the end of the year, and hand it over immediately to Troy Henry. I don't know what the reason is. We were scheduled to talk to Danny Conwell today, but he was on a flight coming back from New York, and he's going to talk to us on the show tomorrow afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Here is a text that says, Scoot, the Department of Justice is going to release the list. Well, I mean, I don't know. And I don't, I mean, the Department of Justice used to be the country's law firm. Donald Trump has turned it into his law firm. The FBI is supposed to be the law enforcement agency for the whole country. But Donald Trump has turned it into his law enforcement agency. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to believe anything that comes from the Department of Justice. So, I mean, it's really a shame. Here's a text that says this started with the Biden administration. Yeah, we've talked about that extensively on the show, and I've shared with you why I think Biden did not release the information. I think he was protecting Democrats who were either known to be on the list or probably on the list. This is not a partisan thing. This whole thing is a bipartisan thing. So, you know, I don't know what we're going to find out, but I find it interesting that this is not going away. I mean, Donald Trump has distracted a lot of people from a lot of different topics, but this is not going away. I received a brief letter in the mail. It has a stamp on it. It came in an envelope, and I'm going to read this to you. It says, Scoot, a few days ago, I was channel surfing, and I heard you talking about Charlie Kirk's looks. I immediately thought, this is Rich Scoot criticizing someone's physical appearance. Your comment was a cheap shot and totally uncalled for. Just stick to the topic and leave the personal jabs out, respectfully. No name. I mean, the guy didn't even have, or the woman didn't even have the courage to put their name on it. I mean, this is, you know, this is like the keyboard cowards. You know, they send you something and anyway, this person doesn't know the whole story. Yeah, I picked on Charlie Kirk's looks because he was picking on Katy Perry. He was picking on her looks. Charlie Kirk was a conservative podcaster. He was picking on J-Lo's looks and somebody else. I forgot the other person. He was picking on somebody else's looks. I forgot who it was. Taylor Swift. He was picking on Taylor Swift. Charlie Kirk was critical that they're acting too young and that they don't look their age and that they should look and act their age. And my comment was, I mean, why is Charlie Kirk picking on their looks? Charlie Kirk looks like an old man. I don't know how old he is, but look at the guy. I mean, his hair, his clothes. I mean, if you're young and you want to look old, you can do that. You've got the freedom to do that. But if you're going to take shots at other people, then somebody might take a shot at you. So whoever sent me this letter, know that Charlie Kirk started that, and I just didn't pick on Charlie Kirk. But, you know, we've all kind of learned that, you know, sometimes we make comments about people, and it's not a nice thing to do, but, you know, sometimes we do it.
I'm more impressed with the effort. Think about it. You have to sit down. It's not like a keyboard and you press send.
No, that's right.
You have to sit down, find an ink pen, find a paper, find an envelope, get the stamp, go mail it, find the address. That's a lot of work just to make that one little
That's
comment.
Right. No, it's true. It's true. But, you know, no name. Wanted to make sure that his name wasn't mentioned. Coward. All right. On this day in 1962, Marilyn Monroe died of a barbiturate overdose. She was only 36 years old. Now, she didn't sing much, but this was one song she did sing, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Marilyn Monroe apparently had a very high IQ. She was brilliant. She was having an affair with President John F. Kennedy, and apparently the Secret Service knew and they just let it happen. Apparently, the media knew and they let it happen. Because back in 1962, the media was not as voyeuristic, was not as revealing as it is today. Believe me, if this were going on today, the public would know about it, but the media and everybody knew, but nobody said anything. But this is the day that Marilyn Monroe allegedly died of a barbiturate overdose, although there's some controversy about her death. I'm Scoot. This is WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1959, singer-songwriter Pete Burns was born. He was the guy with the long hair in the Dead or Alive video. I still love this song. He passed away in October of 2016, but he would be celebrating his 66th birthday had he still been alive. So that was a good song. They did another one, I Want to Be Your Lover or something like that. We got a lot to talk about. We'll talk about Woke Gone Wild in the next hour. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.